Hello, good morning.
Well, let's talk about the likelihood that the Bank of Canada is going to increase interest rates rather than keep its key rate at 4.5%. What do you think?
It really depends on who you ask, and that is the big question on most people's minds. You know, will they or won't they? If you look at what a lot of, when they call it smart money, so investors in these overnight swaps, they peg it at a 50-50 chance that the Bank of Canada will hike, will increase rates today. That also means, you know, 50% chance that they won't. If you look at, though, what most Bay Street economists are thinking, and they have a much better track record of predicting this, they are calling for another pause, so status quo. But they're saying, look out for the statement, because it's going to have this wording in there that's going to tell people to prepare for probably a small hike in July. And if you look at what investors are thinking in terms of the likelihood of a rate increase in July, that number goes up to 70%. So a much higher probability of that than today.
Right. And like you said, really depending on who you ask and that response. But when talking about July, I suppose we're waiting then to see what happens today, and then kind of the focus on predicting, or at least trying to predict, what the rest of the summer is going to look like.
Yeah, that's right. So we'll have to wait until 10 a.m. Eastern for that statement. There's not going to be a press conference, which sometimes there is. And what that means is that all the forecasters are going to be really glomming onto that statement, going over every single word, trying to pick out what clues are available in there. What we know in terms of the data that we've been kind of collecting and seeing over the last few months and weeks is that we have a Canadian economy that is showing some signs of being overheated. We have inflation that ticked higher in April. We have a job market that is really tight, surprisingly so. GDP figures are strong. Consumer spending is strong. And that means, even though poll after poll shows that people are very much, you know, afraid or fearful of a recession coming, they're still going out to spend their money. So we'll have to wait and see. If you recall, around, you know, earlier this year and even into last year, most economists thought we would be into some kind of economic downturn or even a recession at this point in time. That hasn't shown up in the data, at least not yet. So what we could see is the return of hikes, maybe something in the neighborhood of 25 basis points, likely July 12th, when the Bank of Canada makes its next announcement. What we know is that inflation, the latest snapshot shows it was at 4.4% in April, and the Bank of Canada wants to get it down to its target of, you know, closer to 2%, and we have a long way to go.
And even looking at other countries that are dealing with a lot of the same things, when you talk about inflation, certainly some items, like people will know that some items have come down in price a little bit, but still seeing, I think, what is the term, sticky inflation? Some things are staying up there. And I guess that's having a big impact as well on how things look and what the Bank of Canada does as far as its next move.
Yeah, I would say that inflation overall has been very sticky, and that's, you know, a term that even economists have been using. It's persistent in a way that maybe the Bank of Canada was surprised by. There are some people who say, you know, in hindsight, maybe the Bank of Canada could have started to increase rates a little bit earlier than it did. Certainly investors wanted that, but the time machine's broken. And it looks like, I mean, a rate hike is on the table for today, but many people, many forecasters believe that it's likely going to be punted to July.
Well, we'll have to look to the summer. Not something, I suppose, that people are looking forward to, if that is what happens in July, certainly. But Anne, anything else we need to be looking out for today, do you think, as far as what the Bank of Canada does or what that move means for perhaps other moves we might see in the near future?
Well, technically, so the next time the Bank of Canada is set to make an announcement will be in early September. And I mean, technically, that is still part of summer. So some of the economists I've been chatting with are saying we could see, you know, a small rate hike in July and perhaps followed by another one in September. It really depends on what the next set of data tells us about how the economy is performing. And I'm talking about the jobs market. I'm talking about obviously that inflation read, but also GDP, which tells us how the economy is doing. But I guess to kind of summarize, expect rate hikes this summer unless the data changes dramatically and there are signs that, you know, the economy is suddenly turning around and really slowing down in a big, meaningful way along with inflation. But the point of perhaps the bank not hiking this time around would be to give people ample time, all those households that are impacted by variable rate debt, time to get their finances in order, to wrap their mind around, okay, what does that mean for me if the bank is going to hike maybe once, maybe a couple more times over the course of the summer?
All right. Anne Gaviola, thank you so much for this. Great to talk to you.
You bet.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.